I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
And welcome again to Family Fun in the Kitchen. And again, we just appreciate so much your joining us, and we especially enjoy hearing from you. So, you know, call us, text us, email us, whatever. We're
even
here.
Send a letter via U.S. Post Office. Yes.
All right. Any of those will work for sure. And I don't know, have we mentioned that you keep posting pictures on Facebook?
I don't believe we have. Yes, on our Facebook page, on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene. Yes, we do post pictures of us recording in the studio. Oftentimes when we're out and about visiting with people or visiting with groups, we will take pictures and just we like to share what we do. And hopefully that will inspire you to be more part of our program in our community.
And we need your ideas to keep on going.
Exactly.
Yes. And today we're going to talk about brownies. Now, we did that one other time, but the field of brownies is unending.
Vast. Yes, yes. And it's one of the easiest things to make, especially with your children. This particular brownie that I'm addressing today is from a book, LaVon, that you had purchased for a dollar at our local library. It was a dessert book called The Grand Finale from Segwood Press, and it was a coffee table type book that featured wonderful recipes as well as beautiful full-color photographs that would just inspire anyone to make these recipes. Well, you loaned it to me, and this one recipe I just cobbed onto because I thought it would be easy to do and unique in its own way. And especially coming up Valentine's Day, with Sweetheart's Day, maybe you want to make something extra special for your family or your sweetheart. And this would certainly be a nice little dessert treat to make.
And it probably take you just a little bit longer than your favorite brownie recipe, because, you know, when you have a favorite recipe, you can just put that together so fast out of habit. But it's nice. It's fun for most of us to try something different and then share it with people and go, oh. Mm-hmm. What is that?
Oh, and that just puts the frosting on the cake, so to speak, because it makes you feel good that you have created a wonderful product that has satisfied them.
So what's different about this brownie?
This particular brownie is more of a fudgy type brownie, which I really enjoy, but it also has cream cheese, a mixture of cream cheese and sugar in it. That also, to make it a little spiffier, it has dried apricots that have been chopped and then allowed to sit in brandy. Now, brandy is not necessarily the only type of liquid that can be used for this. If you choose not to use an alcohol or a spirit as such, you can easily use water. Let them
orange
soak in
juice.
Water.
I'll bet orange juice would be
orange
good.
Orange juice could work well. Yes, very much so. So it's not, I'm presenting this recipe so that everyone can enjoy it. But I do, for me, it was unique in the fact that I was soaking the apricots in brandy, and I just wanted to experience that to see what it was like.
And we should mention, when you put alcohol in foods like this that's baked, the alcohol really dissipates. So
a lot of it does.
I mean, the flavor is there, but there's not much alcohol left by the time it's baked.
Yeah, it depends on the baking time and the length of baking time and the temperature at which the product is made. But if you're concerned about giving this product to someone who doesn't want to partake of any alcohol whatsoever, or if you're concerned about your children eating this product, then perhaps you would not want to use the brandy in it. In my baking business, I tend to use quite a few spirits or liqueurs in different recipes because I do think that that alcohol in it, it really enhances a fruit flavor. And that's why I was looking forward to making this recipe using the apricots. Now, prior to chopping the apricots, I used a slicker than a whistle way to do it. And I don't necessarily like to take a knife and chop, chop, chop. I like to use a kitchen shears. And I know that's one of your favorite kitchen tools.
Absolutely.
It just makes the chopping and dicing go easier.
Oh, yes. And you want it, though, put a little, spray a little oil or something on them first, right? So
definitely.
They don't stick.
Oh, yes, because dried fruit can do that, and that's frustrating.
And then you go, yes.
I know. So that's what I did in order to chop my apricots into about half-inch size pieces. And these, of course, dried apricots are just beautiful. The color is just, it's like an Iowa sunset. They're just gorgeous. And when they are included in this chocolate cream cheese mixture, it's fun, and it really adds an enticement in order to
eat
this
brownie.
How
does this taste?
Mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And, but we could mention, if somebody doesn't like apricots, doesn't mm-hmm. have apricots, what about cherries?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And, of course, you can buy dried cherries.
Yes, mm-hmm. cherries and chocolate. Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm. And they can be soaked in brandy, or
sure.
they could be soaked in a wine, or they could be soaked even in a cherry brandy, as far as that goes, in order to enhance that cherry flavor more. It's just fun to try something different with a basic type recipe. And of course, I'm all about swirling. I love to make cheesecakes that combine different flavors and colors, and they're swirled together. And that's what you get to do with this brownie recipe too, because the brownie, chocolate brownie batter, to which I have added some espresso powder. I rarely bake a chocolate dessert without having added espresso powder, because espresso powder enhances the chocolate flavor. That has been something, an ingredient that I added to this recipe. I miss Nini-ized it.
I gotta say, you gotta add something.
Yes,
that's
yes.
right.
So once that chocolate batter is mixed up into an 8-inch square pan that has been, and I always line my pans, my baking pans, especially for brownies, with foil or with parchment paper that has been sprayed, so that I can after the brownie has cooled, I can lift that up out of the pan and take off that parchment paper or aluminum foil and cut the pieces much more evenly, and I don't distort my pan too.
Now, you mentioned 8-inch pan. This isn't going to make a large panful, but neither do you have to cut these into big squares.
Exactly.
These are kind of a special treat. Mm-hmm. It almost ends up like candy.
Yes.
And
yeah.
So a small square will be fine. So you'll get quite a few out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And what fun to share that. If you share that with somebody, I'm thinking they're going to say, oh.
Yeah, they'll be. I hope they'll be impressed, especially if they do enjoy apricots.
Now, this brownie recipe calls for cocoa?
This brownie recipe calls for 4 ounces of semi-sweet chocolate. And there are many different ways to get chocolate into brownies, depending on what the recipe calls for. Oftentimes, if you want the most intense chocolate flavor, you might choose a bitter chocolate or a chocolate bar that has at least 60% cocoa in it, because that way it's not as sweet. It's a chocolatier flavor.
And so you can look at the labels. You maybe mm-hmm. haven't been looking at labels on the cocoa can or on mm-hmm. the baking bar package, but it's interesting to just, you don't have to do this every time. Take a look at them and see what kinds of choices that you have. And by the way, I found out just this little tidbit, not mm-hmm. real important, but German chocolate does not come from Germany.
No, I don't think
so. It's named after the man who developed a bar for Baker's chocolate, Sam German.
Oh, all right. Well,
really important information.
Course, but fun to know. And of course, that's, in my mind, a specialty type chocolate bar. I think of it as for making a German chocolate cake. Otherwise, I don't use a German chocolate bar for many other recipes. I don't see them requiring it.
Well, it's quite a much sweeter, I
yes.
think, and not nearly as intense
right.
chocolate. So
much
it kind of depends on what your choice is for the chocolate. And just one other thing I'd mention when I was pulled my cocoa can off the shelf, mm-hmm. in case the recipe calls for the bar and you don't have that, my cans told me what I could do to substitute cocoa. 3 tablespoons of cocoa, 1 tablespoon of shortening equals 1 square of chocolate.
That's good to know.
There's always something, good things there on the label that sometimes we don't think about.
Well, and I think listeners also need to consider, when you shop in the baking aisle for chocolate or baking chocolate bars, the chocolate comes in different intensities of chocolate, with bittersweet. It could be
milk chocolate,
yep.
semi-sweet.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even in the past, you could even purchase pre-melted chocolate. Now, I haven't seen that on the shelf recently, but it could still be available.
And, of course, a lot of us use chocolate chips to get chocolate flavor. I didn't run across a brownie recipe, but there probably is one. But lots of other things, it's the melted chocolate chips that give the chocolate flavor. So we have lots of choices
yes.
to make. Now, in this recipe, you talked about the brandy intensifying the flavors. Something that is sort of, I think, new in a lot of desserts is adding something that's a little hot.
Yes, a cayenne pepper, for instance. Yes, that is could be a very interesting spice to use in with this recipe. I know there's so much that recipes call for in the salted end anymore. For instance, a salted caramel brownie or a salted caramel cake. And that's a fun little flavoring to add too. But yes, any time you get a basic recipe like a brownie, you can just have so much fun with it.
All right. And you can find this recipe on the KJAN website.
Yes. Or if you don't have a computer, please give us a call at KJAN or send us a letter, and we'd be more than happy to have the recipe sent to you. We hope you have some fond family time in the kitchen, making wonderful family memories.